They're hanging in there, you know. Boy, we got a couple of really good football teams in this state, I think, between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. So hopefully they can keep their act in gear until November the 4th, man. That is going to be a fun day. Bedlam and Stillwater should be. Well, regardless of what happens, it'll be fun.
So. That sounds good. Sounds good. Well, this morning, Evan, I thought we'd talk a little bit about camps. And I thought I'd kind of put you on the spot. Not that I haven't done that before. But can you give me just off the top of your head types of camps? Types of camps you can think of.
Any type of camp. Any type of camp. Baseball camp.
Sports camp, good. Baseball camp.
Of course, there's like Boy Scout camps.
Scout camps, good.
I bet there's acting camps. I know there's a broadcasting camp, in fact.
Is that right?
Broadcasting camp.
Awesome.
OSU, yeah.
Awesome. I thought about a labor camp. There's probably labor camps. How about a military camp?
Yeah, also true.
And here's one we probably wouldn't want to show up at, but a prison camp.
That's right.
And, of course, we can't forget the church camp.
Mm-hmm. Church camp, of course.
But today we're going to talk about the mining camp.
Okay.
So what do you know about a mining camp?
Mining camp.
Yes.
Like, are we talking about mining, like coal mining, gold mining?
How about gold mining, silver mining?
Okay, gold mining, silver mining. I don't know much about mining camps.
Well, I don't either, but I thought that's where we'd go this morning and just talk a little bit about, just kind of talk about some of the ideas about tapping into wealth, untapped wealth. Maybe the in a regular mining camp, Evan, I suppose there are valuable mineral deposits that haven't been discovered yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably takes someone who has the know-how to discover these valuable deposits.
Yeah.
So in your, just once again, putting you on the spot, what would you need to do if you're going to be a miner, a expeditioner, or whatever? What would be some of the things you would do in preparation of going to camp, mining camp?
Maybe read about best techniques to mine the minerals you were talking about. Some research beforehand.
Research. And probably, since we don't really know where the deposits are, there's a lot of mysteries and secrets concerning the camp or concerning the mine. So there's a lot of things that go into it that we probably wouldn't really know right off the top of our head. We really have to get in and study.
Yeah.
And how about if you were looking for, say, gold? Would it be essential that you be able to recognize gold if you hit the deposit?
Yeah, you don't want to miss the gold if you found it. That's true.
Well, now, if you had a gold bar, if you put a gold bar and a chocolate bar before a three-year-old, which would they choose?
Probably the chocolate bar.
That's a good point. Or how about if you put maybe $1 or 5 shiny pennies before a child, which one would they choose?
Same type of thing. Probably the pennies.
Well, it's kind of the same way with us adults. We look at the easy. We look at the things which are easy access, but so often we overlook the valuable mineral deposits.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? We need to recognize not only wealth, but we need to recognize wisdom. Have you ever been much of a gambler?
I've gambled.
Well, how about if you go to Vegas, and of course I don't, but if you go to Vegas and you sit at the card table, mm-hmm. you know, and you have a card shark there, are you more than, are you going to probably be able to run the table on him, you suppose?
Probably not.
Well, how come?
Because he knows things that I don't know. He's smarter than me.
Well, same way with if you go to court and you either have a wise attorney or an unwise attorney. So often when you go to court, if you have a wise attorney, he doesn't lay all the cards on the table.
Yeah.
And the same way with a card shark, he doesn't lay all the cards on the table. Well, it's the same way with these mining camps. If you discover gold or silver, you think it's a wise thing to do if you hit it big to go out and start advertising or broadcasting that you hit it big?
Mm-hmm.
You think it'd be wise to broadcast?
I don't know. I've always said if I won Powerball, I don't want anybody to know about it.
Why not?
Because everyone's going to want money from me, and I don't want to give it away, I don't think.
What do you think? Maybe it might bring in the evil element also?
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
So what we need to do, just like you said earlier, we need to do some search and research on these mining camps, on the mineral deposits, know how to recognize gold, know how to recognize silver. But one thing I think about, Evan, is we need to have the fundamental tools and equipment.
Okay.
And we need to set aside preparation time.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a hardcore expedition. So if you're going to go on a hardcore expedition way up in the hills, or, you know, I wouldn't even know where to even start looking for gold or silver. But I know they find deposits in Africa. I don't know if it's South Africa. I think there's some in China. But probably a thing to do is get maybe a seasoned veteran to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's kind of walked that walk.
Yeah.
Someone like a Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's right.
You think Indiana Jones would be scared of too much out there?
I don't think Harrison Ford's scared of anything.
So you need to get a seasoned veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And another important element, Evan, is we need to have great expectations.
Okay.
You know, if you go out looking for gold or silver, you think it'd be a good attitude to go, well, you know, I probably won't find anything.
Or you wouldn't be let down that way.
It's like maybe finding out. I know you're still dating.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you probably don't look at your fiance or girlfriend and say, well, you're going to let me down, but I'm still going to date you. No, you don't say that type of thing, do you?
That would be a bad attitude to have. Yeah, that's right.
That'd be a bad attitude to have.
I think that you'd be spoiled from the beginning there, if that's your attitude.
What's the same way you go to, did you graduate from OSU?
I did.
Did you ever go into class and think, well, I'll probably fail this class?
No, maybe a test, but not the whole class.
It's just not a good attitude to have.
No.
Well, it's the same way when we look at, and Evan, really, if we want to set the standard for anything in life, we have to go back, whether it be a mining camp, whether it be a attitude, whether it be a relationship, we have to go back and establish the standard. Mm-hmm. And the standard has to be something we can rely on, something that's dependable.
Okay.
Some type of evidence that we know is going to withstand the test of time. And what I'm referring to, of course, is God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
And by approaching God's Word like you would a mining camp, recognizing there is untapped wealth in it, then there's a possibility we may make some great discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're headed into uncharted, unexplored territory.
Okay.
So if we go, you and I, we're going out and we're going to go look for gold, should we set a limit on our expenses if we have the access of maybe a vast resource of expenses? Should we worry about that? If someone's going to fund our trip and they say, Evan, Kurt, whatever you guys want, we'll fund the trip.
If I've got unlimited access to it, then why would we? Yeah, no.
That's right. Why would we? You know, you can take a flight. We'll charter a plane for you. You can do this and that, and meals. We'll cover motels and all that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, why worry about it?
Yeah.
Well, so what happens is we're going to be on a challenging, a adventurous type of expedition.
Mm-hmm.
So you think this is going to be easy, even though someone's going to fund our trip, you think it's going to be easy to mine for this gold or silver?
Probably not.
It's going to be probably rather laborious.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we need to recognize, as I say, Evan, you know, you're my partner in this expedition. The first thing we need to recognize, it's going to be hard work.
Okay.
And that's what we do at Wellspring. When people come to the clinic, Evan, there's fundamentals they need to go through to understand that we're mining for something that it's far below the surface. You think when someone steps, who's your favorite baseball team?
The Royals. Kansas
the Royals.
City,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. I know who. I don't know him, but I know. Well, it slipped my name. Now their coach.
Ned Yost.
Ned Yost. Uh-huh. You think when he steps on the field at spring training, he tells the players, well, you know, this is going to be a walk in the park.
Probably not.
I'm not going to take it easy on you. How about football season? How about Gundy? You think he tells the football players, you know, no sweat. You know, you probably won't even work up the sweat this season. You think he tells them that?
Nope.
No. Well, it's the same way they're at the clinic. There's things we do that's essential to get beyond the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we need to recognize it's going to take hard labor. If we're going to go out looking for gold, silver, bronze, what other type of mineral could be? They search for bronze, copper mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably missing one or two or many. But anyway, it's going to take hard work. So once we establish that, you and I recognize, hey, we need to prepare for hard work. Then once we're prepared there, we need to move into the next element.
Okay.
What type of next element beyond hard work is smart work? We need to be smart. Even though we're going to work hard, you know, up here, you've learned how to think on your seat as a broadcaster.
Right.
As I say, thinking on your feet, well, you learned how to think on your seat. Well, same way, if you're out there looking for something, you have the great expectation, you need to recognize that It needs some smart labor. So we established it's going to take hard labor, it's going to take smart labor, and finally, Evan, it's going to take wise labor. It's going to take a lot of wisdom. Because the places you and I are going are places maybe many people have walked that same path before, but they haven't discovered the gold deposits. Why do you suppose they've overlooked these gold deposits?
Because they didn't know where to look, maybe.
They didn't know where to look. You think it's easy just to kind of brush things aside and say, well, you know, there's nothing in there. We won't even look in that mine there. Uh-huh. You think that's wise?
Probably not.
Well, the same way you approach God's Word, we think, well, I've heard that before, so why study any deeper? I've heard that since I was a child. You know, there's nothing beyond what this Word says. Mm-hmm. Going back to our principle, you think that's a wise attitude?
No.
Probably not. So what happens is we get kind of complacent, we get kind of desensitized towards the standard. And to me, that's not a wise thing for me to do personally, because I recognize there's untapped wealth beneath the surface. So another thing, Evan, what I recognize is if I read the book of Proverbs, it says, if I go after gold or silver, if I go after the wisdom of God like I'm seeking for gold or silver, then I have something that is indescribable. Mm-hmm. So what type of attitude should I have toward maybe looking for the riches of God?
I don't know.
It'd be kind of difficult to determine. I mean, it depends on each and every individual. Mm-hmm. But if I really truly believe below the surface of that black and white page, there's something in it for me. And so that's where we go back to Wellspring. That's what we do. We build on the fundamentals of, okay, it's going to take some hard work. There's going to be some journaling there. There's going to be some time set aside. But then also, it's going to be smart labor. And the end result is there's going to be wisdom involved. But I've noticed, Evan, so often it's easy to take the easy road. Do you do any biking?
Biking, yeah, I've biked.
Now, if you had a choice and you're not really, you know, you're not into it for a workout, mm-hmm. and you charted two courses, and one course was all downhill, one course was all uphill, which one would you want to take?
The downhill, in my experience, is usually more fun than the uphill is.
And that's how life is. You know, we want to take the easy path because it's more fun, it's not quite as laborious, but really, at Wellspring, we don't take that route. You know, we don't say, well, this is what you want to hear. We say this is what we need to do if we want to tap below the surface of what's beyond the black and white. Mm-hmm. And so, Evan, to me, and Charlie and I, we've talked about this before. There's a scripture we've founded Wellspring on, and you've heard it many times. You hear it at funerals. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Well, you know, when those football players step on the field at Stillwater, those Royals step on the field at a Royal Stadium, whatever, there's something there beyond what the public sees. They're made to do what they're supposed to do. I mean, if they go on the field, sure, they have a free will, but once they step on the field, you know, they basically belong to the Royals. They basically belong to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But they know that they've groomed themselves to the point where they can play collegiate football. They can play pro baseball. Mm-hmm. What's the same way at Wellspring? When someone comes into the clinic, we're there to groom them, to prep them so they can be wise in their walk. It's just not a shotgun effect, where a lot of times, you know, if you're speaking before many people, you have to set out a shotgun effect and hope the pellets land where they may. Well, here at Wellspring, we work on the individual to bring them to the point. Of course, it's the freedom of choice, but it's their choice to decide, well, how deep do I want to go? Do I really believe there's something in this Word that's greater than gold or silver? Mm-hmm. But that's up to me as an individual to determine that. So go back to our scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to, go back to the baseball analogy, he maketh me to be a Kansas City Royal. He maketh me to be a OSU Cowboy. Well, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. You know, that's something I don't want to do. There's effort that I have to put forth if I want to go to that gold mine. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Then he can lead me beside the still waters. And then what he does, Evan, he restores my soul. You know, you go to training camp, you go to the OSU, well, they call it, it's not training camp in football,
it's
is it?
Fall camp.
Fall camp, okay. You go through all that, okay, He restoreth my soul. He maketh me an OSU Cowboy. You know, you follow that analogy. Now I'm to the point where I can play collegiate baseball, football, whatever, or pro. So let's go to the next step. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. So if my soul is restored, if I'm ready to step on the field and play, who's the OSU play next week?
They're at home against TCU.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough. Mm-hmm. I think they were 20th.
They're 16. It's 16-6.
That's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy. Not going to be a pushover.
No.
So anyway, he restoreth my soul. Then he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. And that's the key, Evan. We want you and I, if we're going out to look for gold, first of all, we want to be in shape. We want to make sure that we're restored. We want to make sure that we're physically fit, we're mentally fit. Just because you're physically fit or I'm physically fit, I might get my lunch eaten if I'm not mentally fit. Mm-hmm. If I step on the football field and I'm the biggest, baddest dude out there, but my mentality's not right, I'm still going to get my lunch eaten. Mm-hmm. So same way with God's Word. If he's restored my soul, then he can lead me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. But so often we as Christians, or if I believe God's word, I step on the field and my soul's it's not restored. I'm not physically fit. I'm not mentally fit. I'm not spiritually fit. You kind of follow me in a way? Mm-hmm. Because I haven't been made to go through the camp he wants me to go through.
All right.
I expect someone else to do it for me, and I say, well, you know, that was a good Sunday morning sermon, and I've been refreshed a little bit. Well, that's not a true minor. A true miner is searching for gold, silver, having great expectations. No, hey, there's something in it for me. And there's something, why would Solomon say that being the wisest man next to Jesus, why would he write in Proverbs, there's something greater than gold and silver? But then it's up to me as a person, individual, to decide, well, is that really a true statement or not? Mm-hmm. You know, if someone say, Evan, you know, I don't believe OSU is going to really be that good this year. You know, they say they may finish in the top 10 or 5, but I doubt they finish in the top 20. Would that be a very intelligent statement?
I don't think so, no.
Why not? What proof? What evidence would you have to prove them wrong?
Not any yet. Well, I guess they've won 3 games, but that's it so
well,
far.
Well, I guess if I was the attorney, I'd say, hey, let's look at last year. Mm-hmm. You're bringing back a lot of weapons from last year.
Sure, yeah.
So as you look at the evidence, as an attorney looks at the evidence, he said, well, here's the evidence. People say, well, you know, there's nothing below the surface of the black and white. There's nothing below, you know, Mike Gundy, what he can do. It's just, you know, they'll be lucky to beat, who's the first team they played?
Tulsa.
Well, we shouldn't pick on Tulsa, because I like Tulsa too. But anyway, you know, people just kind of, we approach things with maybe a not that intelligent attitude, not that intelligent frame of mind, because we don't really know what the proven results are. Mm-hmm. Well, if you and I would go out and do that expedition, we do the hard labor, we do the smart labor, we do the wise labor, we come back with gold nuggets in our pocket, and someone says, well, you probably bought those at Walmart. You think that'd be a wise statement?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't think it's likely you'll get those at Walmart.
And you put a lot of time and effort into it, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, same way there's a clinic. You know, a lot of people say, well, what's the purpose of the clinic? Well, what's the purpose of a gold miner? What's the purpose of an Indiana Jones, what he did? Of course, we're talking about a fictitious character. Mm-hmm. But he recognized that there's something beyond the norm. And that captures our attention, even in the movies. Do you like to watch those type of movies where they kind of keep you on the edge of your seat?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because you kind of wonder, where are they going next? Well, it's the same way. Once we recognize there's something below the surface, then if we're faithful with the small things, Evan, like the being a hard labor, being a smart labor, then if God's really in control, he's okay, Evan, okay, Kurt, I have another expedition for you. He doesn't put us on the sideline sitting in the pew, and then all of a sudden, if something comes along, we say, well, yeah, I'll volunteer for that. That's good to volunteer, but he has greater expeditions for us. But sometimes we think, well, you know, that's just a Western religion. Would that be a smart statement about Christianity?
No.
No, not because it comes from the Middle East. But mm-hmm. people look at it that way because they just don't know. They just haven't had done the research. Well, we do that Wellspring. We look at, like, we're getting ready, and you may not know this, but we're getting ready to head into the fall Feast of Israel. And so many of the Feast of Israel, they're fulfilled by the Gentile church. They're being fulfilled in this day and age in which we live. When Jesus was crucified, it was during the Passover feast. What they didn't recognize was on the cross was hanging the Passover lamb. But through their ignorance, they wanted to take Jesus off the cross so they could celebrate their feast. Mm-hmm. And all the feasts of Israel, spring feasts of Israel, were they were fulfilled in Jesus' first coming. The Passover feast, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. But the four feasts in the fall, which we're heading into, they're going to be fulfilled in his second coming. So it'd be up to me to say, you know, if I'm a wise miner, I need to maybe look into these fall feasts. You know, we're on the eve of the fall feast right now. And the first feast we're coming into is a feast where you cannot know the day or the hour. Mm-hmm. You think, well, that's weird. You know, we know Christmas is on the 25th. We know Easter always falls a certain time. Thanksgiving falls the what? Is it the 4th? Thursday in November.
Last Thursday,
November. People say, well, how can you not know when this fall feast is going to arrive? Because there's something in the sky that happens every year, and the watchmen have to go out, and they have to determine if this astronomical sign has appeared yet. And then the watchman, he goes back, and he tells the camp, hey, it's time to celebrate this feast. But only those who are watching will see this feast come. And then if I'm the watchman and I come back to you, there has to be two witnesses. I come back to you and say, Evan, it's time to celebrate this fall feast. Then you take it to the leadership and say, hey, this fall feast is getting ready to happen. Mm-hmm. So what happens there is it takes wisdom and instruction on my part to know when that feast is going to take place. So that's just a few things we look at the clink. We look at things a little bit deeper than maybe the average person would, because we know these things are very important. They're there for our own health and well-being. They're there for a purpose. But sometimes I brush it aside and say, well, you know, I need to go to church this morning. I need to read my little Devo. And then we brush it aside and think, well, you know, there's really no great gold deposits there, no great silver deposits. Well, if I go with that attitude, I probably won't find the gold deposits. I probably won't find the silver deposits. So if I go expecting great results, then I'm sure that I will get great results. Maybe not in my timing, but in the timing of the ultimate miner, which of course is God. So to break it all down, Evan, I know we just have about 5 minutes left. We at Wellspring, we like to really look at God's Word as gems and jewels and precious minerals. There's things in it that we can take people below the surface, and then they can discover for themselves. You know, you and I go on an expedition together. Well, you're going to have to find your own gold. I'm going to have to find my own gold, but at least we can be there to help each other. And if we have a seasoned veteran, he can take us there and say, here's where I would look if I were you. Mm-hmm. So it's the same way at Wellspring. We take people to the point and say, okay, here's what you can do to bring you to the point of being a good miner. You know, Gundy and his coaching staff can say to his players, here's what we can do to help you guys be the best football players on the field, but it's up to you guys to put forth the effort. Yeah. It's up to you guys to be smart. You know, you look at these football players, and you know as well as I do, they have a bad rap. They're seen as unintelligent. Well, they're not. They have playbooks they have to memorize. There's things they have to know. I mean, they're just not out there just running a few patterns and just running over people and getting scholarships. There's things that they have to memorize, things, plays they have to know, and if they didn't, then they'd be probably, you know, benched or even ticked off the team. Mm-hmm. So there at Wellspring, what we do, Evan, we take people to the place where they can find the priceless treasures. And, you know, you look and you read through God's Word and you think, well, how come Joseph, you know, he's basically the second command over Egypt. You look at Daniel, his second command over Babylon. You look at Joshua, how he led a mighty force out there. He's very courageous. You look at David, how he became king. What was the X factor? What made them so, how come they were elevated above the crowd? How come that eagle is elevated above the sparrows? Because they recognize there's priceless treasure, and they understood the wisdom of God, and they understood where these mines were. You know, we talked about Solomon earlier. Talked about him being the wisest man next to Jesus. Well, Jesus said, you know, he said, there's a greater than a Solomon who is here. And, of course, he's referring to himself. Well, in the last few minutes, Evan, we have here on K1, the thing Jesus was saying, hey, I am wiser than Solomon. He's the son of God. And he said that the queen of the south, which is the queen of Sheba, she would travel all the way across the Mideast to find the wisdom of Solomon. And I think to myself, am I putting forth that effort to find the wisdom that's hidden in Jesus? Mm-hmm. And it goes ahead to say, just in closing, there's several scriptures says that the secret of God is with the righteous. So if I recognize that if I make myself righteous through God by restoring my soul, then there's a wisdom that I can't Google. There's a wisdom out there I can't find at the library. There's a wisdom I can't find anywhere else other than through God. And one thing, Evan, I like to say is I appreciate our supporters. We have Aaron's Automotive. He's getting ready to move, but he's a supporter of the clinic. He's at 137 Southeast Chalwell. He's getting ready to move just right across the highway from Kubota going to Dewey. He'll be, I think his project date is like October 1st. He's going to be there, and I highly recommend him if someone's looking for an auto tech. And K&M Lawn Care, they do our lawn care. They work out of Dewey. Their number is 534-8045. They support the clinic if someone's looking for lawn care this type of year. I think they cut firewood. They do a lot of yard clamp, that type of thing. So if someone needs a lawn care service, their number is 534-8045. So really there at Wellspring, Evan, if someone would like to call me, they can reach me at 918-397-0284. That's 918-397-0284. We're at 132 Southeast Chalwell. That's just south of the RX Express Pharmacy there on Chalwell.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Mead, Wellspring Life Clinic. And, of course, you can listen to this program again on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, 918-397-0284. You've got 45 more seconds, Kurt.
45 more seconds. Well, let me give the phone number one more time. It's 918-397-0284, and I would welcome anyone who'd like to call me and learn more about the clinic. And one thing, Evan, in the last 45 seconds we have, we do look at the Lord's Day, His second coming, and compare it to the Feast of Israel and see if there's any validity to the end times corresponding with the Feast of Israel. We look at things like that. We look at the convergence, how things are converging, why are we having such weird weather patterns, and how come, what's the importance of Israel becoming a nation in 1948, what's going to take place within that generation. We look at things like that. So mm-hmm. I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me, Evan, and I will be back in a couple weeks.
Kurt, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Kurt Mead, Wellspring Life Clinic, right here on K1. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour, 68 degrees.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.